Extract 1.
Public sale of tea began in London in 1657, and since then it has been known as the British national drink. All over the world, the British are known for their love of tea. However, it now seems that tea is being replaced as the nation's favourite beverage. In the last decade, consumption has dropped by 30%, and the reason being given is the change in lifestyles, especially where breakfast is concerned. While it was once traditional to start the day with a cooked breakfast and a cup of tea, it is now the norm to have a bowl of cereal and a glass of fruit juice instead. So, what is the tea industry doing to boost sales and keep a great British tradition alive? Manufacturers are now marketing tea as a health drink, and medical evidence does seem to support claims that tea can help protect against heart disease, strokes, and some forms of cancer. In addition, a new generation of trendy tea houses are springing up all over the country to challenge the increasingly popular coffee shops.
Extract 2.
Thanksgiving is the holiday in North America which celebrates the first harvest of the Pilgrim Fathers, the group of 102 dissenters who fled the religious persecution they faced in Europe to make a life in the New World, America. The first year was hard on them. Half died by the spring after a harsh winter, and the remainder would also have perished if the Native Americans had not educated them about which plants would grow in this foreign soil. The Pilgrims have often been presented as being strict, joyless people who wore only black and white and forbade all forms of entertainment. While this may have been true of certain religious groups of the time, the Pilgrims were decidedly different. They drank beer with every meal and were very put out when the supplies they'd brought with them on the Mayflower ran out. The first Thanksgiving was actually celebrated in October rather than at the end of November, as it is in the US today, and the feasting and rejoicing lasted 3 days. The Pilgrims had enough food for the coming winter and high hopes that their colony would survive.